Right now, tribes need to get approval from the governor and the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs to build an off-reservation casino. Many Republican lawmakers think they should have a say, too. Assembly Speaker John Gard says it makes no sense to let a governor make these decisions behind closed doors.
I mean, that is a huge, huge step in expansion of gambling in this state. That's what people should be concerned about. The fact that I and a number of people here believe that it's time for the legislature to have some oversight, I think that's reasonable public policy.
The proposal is just another piece in a long-running dispute between Republicans and Democratic Governor Jim Doyle over the expansion of gaming in Wisconsin. They've successfully sued Doyle in the past for exceeding his authority on gaming pacts. But not all Republicans agree that this measure is the way to go. GOP Assemblyman Stephen Friese says the real decision on these cases should rest with the local residents where off-reservation casinos would be built. In his own district near the Illinois border, Friese says residents have overwhelmingly embraced a proposed casino by the Lac des Flambeaux tribe.
What we're deciding to do is now to intervene in a process that's been going on for 5 years and change the ground rules. And I think that's very unfortunate.
The plan now moves to the state Senate. The governor has vetoed similar ideas in the past. Doyle says getting all 132 state lawmakers to negotiate tribal compacts would be a mess. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.